And we'll be back with the Karakees next, and exciting stuff. First full official show. So if you're on the line, stay on them or call in 646-595-4274. Or you can email us. You could also do that if you have something going on, and we can tune in remotely. You know what? I'm just going to read the intro, and we're going to go straight in because we are about a minute late here, sort of. So, the Kara is actually Seattle-based, and she's a gifted intuitive healer that specializes in clearing core issues and blocks that hold you back from stepping forward into your true power, passion, and purpose. The P word. Healer, is one of her taglines, and well, we need more of those, don't we? So let's find her on the board. Dakara, welcome back to the Soul.
Hi, thank you, Nicole. Happy to be here and to support the listeners today with some information and some healing and just bringing in some beautiful energy to support everyone's well-being during these powerful times of shifts and transformation on the planet.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm excited that you actually, ironically, had a medical emergency this week, so I might be your first customer today.
Oh, that seems to be going around. I'll just say that. Mm. There's been a lot of stuff coming up for people. I went to an astrology lecture last night and was reminded of some of the things that are going on out there with the Grand Trine of Fire and how that's bringing up anger and aggression for some people. And also, I think there's this whole thing around health. And it's a very individual thing based on someone's chart, and I'm not here to really go into all that. But definitely there's things at play in the sky that are affecting people on multiple levels. So for some, I think just know that this too shall pass is probably a good way to hold space for that.
Okay. Well, before we do anything, did you have a specific kind of topic where you start today?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about really focusing on where people are feeling they're struggling and kind of do some processes and bring in some light and kind of explain some of the aspects of the work that I do. And of course, every time it's going to be similar and then yet different because it just depends on what's coming up. But the guides this morning were saying, let's just focus on struggle. So many people are struggling with different areas of their life. So let's just bring in some light and some energy to help, you know, the collective of everyone listening. And then maybe we'll take some live calls. And or if you want to do some work, we can certainly do that as well. But
okay.
I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't feel like they're struggling with something right now. So my invitation would be to pick one thing, one area, because when you try to work on five things, even if you're a good multitasker, usually you're not getting to the core essence of something. So just pick one thing as a theme, and you can always come back and listen to the archive later to go deeper or to go into other areas of your life. I guess that was a better way of putting it.
All right. Where would you like to start?
Well, I think what I want to start is I'm going to invite everybody into the meadow. Everything that I do is from this, what I call the meadow, which is a sacred space. And I've already set that space up, and maybe on another call, I'll go into more details of how I create that. But for today, I'm just going to invite everybody to, unless you're driving, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just imagine walking down a beautiful path into a meadow any season of the year that calls to your heart. So for those in the southern hemisphere, it's, you know, wintertime, and us in the northern, it's summertime, whatever calls, whatever feels right for you. And as you step into that meadow, you can actually feel a shift as you cross that threshold. And I want you to imagine stepping into a beautiful waterfall of rainbow-colored light, just allowing that to wash off the mundane world, maybe relieve some of the stress, and bringing yourself fully present. And then we're going to do a little grounding. So imagine stepping out of the waterfall, focusing on the base of your spine as we send the grounding cord of light all the way down to the center of Mother Earth, connecting, anchoring into her beautiful light energy, maybe wrapping that cord around a crystal or sending it into the wellspring of healing and light that lives within her. And bringing that healing light up that grounding cord through the base of your spine, right up into the center of your heart. And imagine creating an infinity loop in your heart, looping up over to the left and around, up over to the right. Then we're going to take that collective commingled energy straight up, out your crown, all the way out to source, looping through source's energy, bringing source back down through the crown, right down into the center of your heart. And we're going to invite that now triad of energy, Mother Earth, your heart, and source, to create a figure eight. So we're going to send it down to the base of your spine, loop it back up to the heart, crossing over, up to the crown, crossing over, and just allowing that energy to flow, connecting you to Mother Earth and to source. And then we're going to loop in that infinity symbol we created a few moments ago, and we're going to allow that energy to travel now through these basically double infinity symbols, connecting us into the energy and the essence of pure love. And so it is. So this is a great grounded space to do some energy work. And if you are driving or working, just follow along. You can come back and listen later when you can really focus. So pick one area of your life where you feel that something is a struggle. Maybe it's with health. Maybe it's in a relationship. Maybe it's at work or looking for work. Perhaps it's with money. Money's, you know, still a big thing for many of us on the planet that have struggled. And so pick one area. And then we're going to bring in some light. So I'm going to talk a little bit about heart point technique a little bit. And there's different points that we work with. The first point that we focus on is the high self point, 18 to 24 inches above your head. And this is basically where we can call forth the light, the color, the sound, the frequency, whatever is needed for healing. And later, as we go through a process, you'll hear me talk about creating an energy package. So when we focus on calling forth whatever's needed, the beautiful thing is we in our human consciousness or humanness do not have to know everything that we need. We can sense or intuit. I'll call things forward for the collective or who I'm working with individually when we take a live call. And know that whatever is right and perfect for you, your team of guides and angels and beings will bring forth what is perfect for you. So even if you get nothing, because some people, you know, they kind of like freeze, and it's okay. Just know that your guides will be bringing that energy in. The second point we're going to focus on is the crown. So we'll bring the light down or the energy down into the crown. I'll move it counterclockwise, and then I'll talk about moving it through the corpus callosum. It's like, oh, what's that? The corpus callosum is the bundle of nerves that connects the right and left hemisphere of the brain. So I always move the light counterclockwise, so we're moving it from the right side, the more creative, intuitive side, into the left side, the more logical, factual side of our brain. And the more light that we're bringing into that side of our brain, the more it opens us up. And working with this technique can also help people open up to their own intuitive abilities. There's several eye points, and we'll do another little process so I can talk about those in a minute. Then we'll bring the light down into the midbrain area. So this is where the hypothalamus, the pineal, this is a vibrational space that I like to talk about building the platform there, because this is a place where we vibrate from within our mind or our brain out into the universe. So having a good, solid, strong platform in this space is a great way to send vibrational energy out. And I'll talk a little bit about that more as time goes on. And then we'll bring the light down through the throat and into the heart center. So we're bringing it into the depths of the heart and thinking about our minds and our hearts and making that connection between the two. So let's do a little process. And this is quick and simple. This is something that you can do every day, multiple times during the day. If you're feeling stressed in a meeting or in a situation, you can just imagine doing it. You don't have to actually tap on the points. But let's tap on coming into balance, because with the energies that have been coming up on the planet and everything, I feel like I'm in overwhelm part of the time because I have so many things I want to be working on, and I have to focus and pick what the next step is for me. And I know that I'm not alone out there with projects and things to do. So when we're feeling out of balance, or let's say you've just gotten some bad news or a health crisis or whatever, can throw our energy and our bodies out of balance. So this is really simple. I want you to tap on the top of your head, so tapping on your crown chakra, and just say balance, balance. And then we're going to tap on the third eye, so the center of your forehead, and just say or think balance, balance. And then beginning of the eyebrow, so above the bridge of the nose, and for those that are familiar with EFT or Emotional Freedom Technique, these are some of the tapping points. So tapping above the bridge of the nose at the beginning of the eyebrow, balance, balance. And then go to the side of the eye or the end of the eyebrow, tapping there, balance, balance. And then under the eye on the bone, lightly there, balance, balance. And then the tear duct points, which are right at the on either side of the nose, right there at the corners of your eyes, lightly tapping there, one side or the other or both, balance, balance. This is one of the places where all of the meridians connect back into the brain. So even just holding that spot and thinking balance can help shift the body and the mind and align the body's heart and mind together. And then tapping on your physical heart, so the left side of your chest, balance, balance. And then the last point is the consolidation point, or what we call the consolidation point. So at the nape of your neck, and if you put four fingers together on one hand, and you're just lightly going to tap back there, and I say all four because placing them vertically, because that way you'll hit the spot for sure, and just tap there, balance, balance. This is also the ulna major. This is another point where all of the meridians connect back into the brain. And then take a deep breath in and out, and just pay attention to how your body might feel more relaxed. Maybe a layer of stress is released, or you're just feeling more balanced. And I invite people to also think about that infinity symbol and just kind of riding the wave that's anchored in your heart at this moment. And I like to bring the energy, there's two ways you can run energy on that. And I prefer to go to the left and up. So we're moving the light in an upward. Because if you start on the downward, like to the right and down, it's like, it feels heavier to me and like pulling the energy. I invite you to move it the way that it feels best to you. But try both and see. Because in most cases, I've always found that moving the light up to the left feels lighter and better. So let's see if there's any questions about what I've covered so far, and then we'll bring some light in to address that energy of struggle.
That sounds good. I don't think anyone has any questions at this point.
Okay, great. So now I'm going to invite everybody to place your hand over your heart and focus, close your eyes, focus on your high self point, and we're going to call forth the light of illumination, the light of divine revelation, divine mother, divine father's Holy Spirit light, the sound, the color, the truth, the wisdom, the clarity, and the understanding to get to the bottom of this energy of struggle for whatever topic or area you're choosing to focus on today. So we're just going to allow that light to accumulate there. I'm going to talk about one other aspect as that light is building at the high self point for everyone. Part of this work for me is also with chanting. In the training we were taught, but not everybody does it the same. Everybody kind of made this their own. Heart point technique is a newer healing modality on the planet. It's been on the planet for about 5 years, but it's not as widespread and known. But it's a very powerful way of working with the light and what I feel alchemically, in that we're bringing in light and transforming it within the body to heal, balance, and create something different. So, excuse me, most of the languaging that I use is from the Arabic language, some from Sanskrit, some from the Hebrew language. And what all of those have in common is they're all ancient languages on the planet. So one may ask, okay, why that? Well, the beautiful thing with these ancient languages on the planet is many of these words, or in the Arabic language, the 99 names of God, have been chanted for over 6,000 years, and with Sanskrit even longer. So that has created a sound signature. So when I'm chanting, we're tapping into that sound signature, and I'm chanting usually just a few. There's the common ones on Newer, which I use all the time, which simply means the light. So that's incorruptible, healing light, and it helps move the energy and helps shift things very quickly. Al-Mukmen is another one that I use quite often, or I'm guided to, which is about the inspirer and the affirming. So sometimes it's about pushing that inspiration of the light through, and sometimes it's affirming what we're doing. And I'll bring in others or explain them as they come up. And some in the midbrain are more from Dr. Pillai's work or from the Sanskrit language. So let's bring that light down. So focusing on that high self point, and just imagine that now you've got this beautiful pitcher full of yummy light, and we're going to pour that into the crown by just tipping that pitcher. Anur, Anur, Anur. Allowing that light to flow down into the crown chakra, moving it counterclockwise. Anur, Anur. Allowing it to filter out into all of the eye points. Anur, Anur. We're going to drop it through the corpus callosum. Al-Mukmen, Al-Mukmen, Al-Mukmen. And then we're going to move it into the midbrain. And part of the beautiful thing I'm sure many of the listeners know is that the pineal gland is that spiritual connector. There's many times it's seen as being a little bud or different gems or a pearl or different things, and those can be traded out over time in someone's ascension process or their journey and the energies that they're ready to hold or work with. So as I chant in to create a stronger platform for everyone in the midbrain area, you may feel some tinglings, or those that are tuned into their pineal gland may feel something opening or shifting there as well. Sada Shivom, Sada Shivom, Sada Shivom. And then we're just going to allow that light to float down from the midbrain down into the throat. Anur, Anur, Anur. And then we're going to send it right down into the heart. Anur, Anur, Anur. And then we're going to send it into the deepest wisdom wells of your heart center. Al-Mukmen, Al-Mukmen, Al-Mukmen. And for those that may need a little help opening their hearts up a little bit more, I'm going to chant to open. Alpha Tau, Alpha Tau, Alpha Tau. Take a deep breath in and out. And thinking about that one area you've chosen where you feel you're struggling, we're now going to command that light in your heart to spotlight out to where that energy of struggle is living. So as if it was a little spotlight, to send it out. Al-Mukmen, Al-Mukmen, Al-Mukmen. And now I want you to just maybe jot down where you're feeling this energy in your body. And collectively, I'm feeling two areas, the mind and the root. So maybe we'll focus on those unless somebody's wants to volunteer, and we can work specifically. And I do want to share again, I did last week, that even if you're not the volunteer or the one interfacing with me, there's a thing called borrowing benefits. So you're receiving exactly what you need, even if what we're talking about directly doesn't fit for you. So
go ahead.
Well, I was going to have everybody just tune in to rate their level of struggle. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, there's not really any block or challenge, or I don't feel really that struggled by this. And if you're getting a 1, then choose another area and send that light out to where it's living in the body. But just kind of get a rating. This is the rating of discomfort, essentially. And it's a great way to check in because, you know, when we have a pain, usually when there's pain in our body, we're very aware of it. Pain in the knee, pain in the knee, pain in the knee. But when the pain goes away, we don't necessarily pay attention because our focus is off to the next whatever, fill in the blank. So rating where you're feeling with the energy is a great way to just kind of check back in and go, yeah, that was feeling like a 9, and now it's down to a 6, and by the end of the process, it's down to a 0 or 1. And it's not uncommon in this working with the light where the energy can drop from a 10 to a 0. That happens quite frequently in classes and working one-on-one with people. So, you know, the light is very powerful, essentially, and don't be surprised that you have a big shift in one process, which I always go, yay, because then we can, you know, move on to something else. So everybody just tune in to that struggle and rate it. And maybe just observe it. Is it something from this lifetime? Is it a childhood challenge or something that's taking you back to what I refer to as little you, you know, at a certain age? And sometimes it's a matter of perception that needs to be shifted. Or is it connected to an ancestor or a past life? So maybe just see if there's an observation about the origin. And then I want you to ask that energy of struggle, what does it need for healing? Okay, so I'm going to focus on the root for the collective because that is a powerful, I mean, all of the chakras are powerful, but I think and believe that we're at a point on the planet where creating community and connecting with our tribe is really important. So I would like to offer today for everyone, and if you are focusing on a different part of your body, then that's perfect for you in this moment. But let's focus also, or come back and listen, to really focus on connecting to your tribe and connecting into community or creating more community. I offer things locally here that helps create community, and I've come together with others that have their events and programs that create community, and it's just vital that at this time on the planet that we have that. So if you're someone that doesn't feel you have that, let's clear what might be interfering with that and then send out a call to start connecting you with your tribe and your community. And maybe that won't always be right there in the physical town that you live in. Maybe it'll be through you know, listening to radio shows or different opportunities and connecting with the people that are in right alignment and then joining some online groups or mastermind groups or whatever feels right for you. Okay. So, Nicole, did you get a rating? Were you focusing on your health? Did you want to play
a little bit?
Or? Okay.
Yeah, I got a rating, but I didn't get any kind of answer when you said to ask it.
What it needs?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you mind if I ask you where you're feeling it in your body?
Throughout the core.
Core. Okay. Good. All right. And what was your rating on it? Just so we can use it as an
9 example.
For 9. Okay. All right. So let's call forth and create, that we'll do one layer of this and then we'll look at doing another layer. So
okay.
We're going to focus on your core for a minute, and then we're going to come back and we'll do the tribal community for everyone. And so at this point, I'm just going to invite everybody to just follow along, pay attention to where you are feeling the energy specifically, and then we'll check back in, and then we'll do another layer. So when we ask what it needs for healing, sometimes we do get that blank. And so I'm going to bring in some beautiful light and energy, and sometimes there's a layer behind it that I'll call a gatekeeper or some type of a keeper. So we'll do the first step, and then we'll see if there is some type of a keeper, and we won't have time today. I mean, we'll go further and deeper into some of these on other shows. That many times when we get kind of like nothing, there is some kind of a keeper there that's going like, wait, we don't want you to necessarily know about this yet or do something about it. And again, sometimes it's a perception, sometimes it's a connection to something else. So I'm going to call forth what I call the standard. So unconditional love, divine forgiveness, divine providence, divine love, truth, wisdom, clarity, understanding. Calling forth the sound, the color, the light, and the frequency. And the Hathors are bringing in sound waves and frequencies for everyone that can be the perfect balance and the mix. And when we think about sound, sound was like the first language, I think, in the universe, or numbers, numbers and sound. It wasn't so much, you know, how we speak now. So we're going to call forth the powerful frequencies and the colors and the sacred geometry that's in perfect alignment for bringing in what's needed for a shift. So again, all of these are being created right there at the high self point, and I'm going to invite everybody to place their hand over their heart. And we're going to now allow this energy package to float into the crown. Anur, Anur, Anur. Moving it counterclockwise through the crown into the corpus callosum. Anur. And for some, I'm seeing old neural pathways that need to be cleaned up and kind of released. So I'm going to call in what I refer to as the scrubber angels. And I see these as little tiny fairy angel type beings, and they work in rings or bands, and they spin. So if you think about scrubbing bubbles kind of energy, they come in and they'll clean up. So we're going to chant to have them clean up these neural pathways that are connected to whatever this energy is for each of you. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. And if it's appropriate, we'll allow some of this light to create a new neural pathway around the energy that's right and perfect for each of you. And then we're going to drop this package into the midbrain. Brizzi, brizzi, brizzi. And then we're going to bring it into the consolidation point. We're going to move this down the spine. So just allowing it to move into the consolidation point. Anur, right there at the back of the head. Anur. We're going to invite this energy to float down the spinal column, across each vertebrae, right across the nervous tracts, and sending this light out through the nervous system, out through the thousands of miles of nervous system tracts throughout your body. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. At the back of the heart center, and as we continue it down, Anur, 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 allowing it to drop all the way down to the base of the spine. And then we're going to move that energy into the root chakra. And as I chant and move up through each of the chakras, And this is a great way to work with the collective, those listening live, listening later, is no matter where it was in their body that they were feeling it, it will help move the energy out of their field, out of their body. So with each chakra, as I move the energy back up, we'll do kind of a cleansing and a clearing and then a blessing and a balancing. So just know, even though I'm not going to say that for each one, that that is the intention of the way the energy is moving. So focusing on the root. Anur, Anur, Anur. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. Bringing it up to the sacral. Anur, Anur. Al-Shifa, Al-Shifa, Al-Shifa. And Al-Shifa in the Arabic language is about recovery and healing. And in the Hebrew language, it's about manifesting abundance. So since the guides called for that, I just wanted to explain, because if you think about the sacral chakra, that is a place of creation. Male or female, it doesn't matter. It's still that manifesting space. All right, and then focusing up to the solar plexus. Anur, Anur, Anur. And then bringing that light into balance. Arahim, Arahim, Arahim. Araman, Araman, Araman. So that's bringing in mercy and compassion for ourselves, and I'm hearing in general to help people release what's keeping them back from standing in their truth and their power. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. Then we're going to move up to the heart center. Anur, Anur, Anur. Expanding the heart a little bit more. Alpha-ta, Alpha-ta, Alpha-ta. Anur, Anur, bringing that light and energy up to the throat. Al-Mukman, 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 inviting it to clear the entire throat chakra and up to the auditory points above the ears as well. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. And bringing that light and energy up to the third eye, cleansing that inner window and bringing it into balance. Anur, Anur, Anur. And then back into the crown. Anur, Anur. Now we're going to anchor this with the truth. Al-Ha! And I invite everyone to take a deep breath in and out. And then focus back to where you were feeling that energy. So for you, Nicole, focusing on the core was feeling like a 9. How is that feeling now?
Let me tune in. Now I feel more grounded and relaxed. I'd call it about a 7.
Okay. So maybe we'll do the tribal thing next time. I don't know if we're going to have time because I want to talk a little bit about gatekeepers, which is from the standpoint of my work. Many people will call gatekeepers their higher self. That word is used in a lot of different ways. From this context, a gatekeeper is an energy. It can be an entity. It can be a discarnate. It can be something from an ancestor, past life. It's some form of an energy that's holding or blocking us back. So I'm going to ask a question that I invite everybody to just answer yes or no. That's the only two. And some of them can be tricksters. So we're going to do a process for it, even if you get a no, because sometimes they can be tricking, or what I call hidey whos, where they're really hiding about or behind some other energy. So tuning into where for you, Nicole, that you're feeling that at a seven, I'm going to ask, is there a gatekeeper there, yes or no? And just the first visceral response of your body. Some people's bodies will feel they pull forward, which is a good yes indicator, or backwards for a no. So is there a gatekeeper, yes or no?
I gotta know.
Okay. So ask if there's a gatekeeper hiding, yes or no.
Should I be like standing for this or something, or?
You don't have to be, no. If you want to, if that feels right for you, then by all means, stand up. But it's not required.
Okay, I'm just saying what pops in
Right.
immediately. Is that what
Right.
I'm supposed to do?
Yes.
Okay, so what popped in was no.
Okay. All right. So let's imagine that there's a gatekeeper. And what I want to say about gatekeepers in most cases, 95 percentile of the time, is they believe they're there protecting you from something. So an example would be in a past life, you've been a healer, you were ostracized or given death through all forms, different forms. And I know for me, many past lives I investigated, I've been killed in probably every possible way anybody could think of for doing healing work. So even if you got a no, let's just investigate what's that seven about. If it's not a gatekeeper, then what's the energy behind the seven, and what's the first thing that pops in?
What's the energy?
Yeah. So like if you're feeling a seven, it's like, okay, so what is this? Just asking that energy of the seven, what is this?
Yeah, I'm just, nothing's popping up.
Okay. That's
Yeah,
okay. So
don't squeeze.
let's just imagine. That's okay. No, it's okay. Let's just imagine, because I'm getting you do have a gatekeeper. So let's just imagine and pretend that you have a gatekeeper. So we're going to do the
Okay.
process because I'm sure many others, and again, like I said, a lot of them will hide, or they don't want to be discovered, but they're showing me that there is a gatekeeper there. So
Okay.
let's first plant a seed of love. So if we just want to imagine like a little seed with that beautiful light sparked around it, just floating right down into that gatekeeper's heart, or in this case, we'll just say it's going right into the center of that energy of seven. So just imagine that floating right down, and we're just going to acknowledge whatever this is, and whatever for the gatekeeper, we're just going to acknowledge it, express love and gratitude for all of the lessons that this has provided in the past or in this current moment. And then I'm going to invite, there's a lot of big players that come in, what I consider big players. So Archangel Michael, Durgamanta, and Sekhmet are in the meadow. So imagine that they are standing triad around you, and they're in there because I called them in before we started today. And I'm asking them to cut any cords. All of them wield swords or staffs, something that can cut and release cords. So we're going to cut any cords. And any cords where it's appropriate, we're going to put a ball of light with a return to sender saying thank you and no thank you. Just returning their energy to them. And I'm going to anchor that with the truth. I'll huck! And I say that with force and power because we're anchoring the truth energy into it. So it has a lot more oomph when we do that with power. And then we're going to ask now the gatekeeper, what does it need for healing? And or what does that seven need? And maybe you'll get something and maybe you won't, but we'll pull in what's right and perfect. So for those that are hearing, just make a note of what that gatekeeper needs. And if not, trust and know that whatever's right and perfect will come forward. So for you, Nicole, asking that seven, what does it need? And the first things I'm hearing is truth, trust, understanding, equanimity, which is about balance in a way. And I'm always going to call in all of the standards, the divine loves, all those aspects. I just call them the standards. Now we're going to call in the sound, the frequencies, the colors, and the sacred geometry. And specifically, I'm seeing the Merkaba for you, Nicole, and I'm guessing others. Again, when I'm working with a group or a collective or like on a show like this, then it's for the collective as well. And just trust that if you've got nothing, that's okay. And specifically, okay, so they're bringing Mother Mary in as well for anyone that's feeling stuck or I got nothing. And she's just wrapping her beautiful blue robes around your shoulders and holding you in that Divine Mother space. Bringing in that energy of peace, letting you know that all is well and she's here helping and supporting. So now we're going to bring this energy package into the crown. Anur, Anur. Moving it through the corpus callosum, and if appropriate, sending it out into any of those new neural pathways that were created earlier. Al Mukmin, Al Mukmin, Al Mukmin. And then allowing it to drop into the midbrain. Sada Shivam. Into the throat. Anur. And into the heart. Anur. And from the heart, we're going to send it out to wherever in the body you were feeling this energy. Al Mukmin, Al Mukmin, Al Mukmin. Allowing that light to expand, releasing the gatekeeper as Archangel Michael or Durga or Sekhmet, one of those beautiful beings, is escorting it into the violet-blue flame and allowing this energy and what's needed for healing in this space to anchor in. Anur, Anur, Arasak, Arasak, Arasak. Arasak is connected to what I refer to as the ancient wizard Roz. It's a powerful energetic being, and it's about manifesting and creating sustainability within the being. And we'll anchor that with the truth. Al-Haq! And take a deep breath in and out and just tune back in to where you were feeling that energy or the gatekeeper and re-rate it and see how that's feeling now. So let's tune back in for you, Nicole, since I've got you live here. And how is that feeling in the core of your being? It was at a seven. How is that feeling now?
It feels less rigid. I call it a five.
Okay. Good. Well, that's still some good movement. And there just may be something deeper that, you know, would be, you know, more for you to take the meditation or to do some additional work on to see what else is behind it. Because I feel like energetically,
whatever it is, it's a big thing.
Pardon me?
Whatever it is, it feels like a big thing.
Yeah. And it feels like it's almost like really in your face right now, meaning that
yes.
It's still feels kind of monumental. And I think some navigation of that would be helpful, you know, meaning that going in and, you know, doing some inner reflective work or meditation or asking more questions about it will help you release it. But to get it from a 9 to a 5 with a couple of things for as big as it feels to me, I think that's pretty good.
It is excellent.
Yay.
That was interesting. Very unique process.
Yeah, it's different. And again, when we're working with the light in that alchemical way, that's the beauty of it. It's like, even when we don't know exactly what we need, the guides, everyone's guides will bring it in. They just need the permission. So in the asking, they can bring in the energy, the sound, the color, the light that's going to be right and perfect for really making that shift or that transformation. And that's what I love about, you know, this process. And just having taken it to levels beyond even what I initially learned, because my guides are always bringing in new yummy good stuff to play with the light. Because to me, that's kind of what it's about. It's about playing with the light and moving it, and the chanting really helps amplify and move the light into to places within our being that these energies have been living or stuck. And for some of us, you know, we reach a certain age or something triggers us. I mean, we all get triggered by stuff, whether it's connected to childhood or whatever, and it will like bring up something small or big in our lives that like, wow, where the heck did that come from? And it can be age related, connected to something that happened in a past life or to an ancestor. So there's so many different aspects of this work and the way that we can kind of dive in. And then a lot of the work is also, I guide people into the Hall of Records a lot. Some refer to that as the Akashic Records, and really pulling down the contracts and agreements of, you know, what we signed up for or what we thought when we were in our light body form was going to be a really good idea or fun. Or sometimes there are contracts we made with others from past lives, etc. But the great thing is we have the power to change those, because sometimes it's like, okay, I've been doing this long enough. I get the lesson. I want to be done, and, you know, let that go. And then, you know, the magic starts happening in people's lives where, you know, the things they've been wanting show up, or the things that have been bothering them are no longer bothering them, or they're not even thinking about it, which is, you know, why I like to use, you know, the subject unit of discomfort or the rating system, because it's a way for us to check back in like, yeah, that was feeling like a 9 and now it feels like a 5. So sometimes just that shift allows us to like go deeper into it, because it doesn't have such, like you said, it felt less rigid. So with the less rigidity, it can be easier to kind of go deeper into it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Good.
Wow. So, oh my gosh. Just so you know, there's about 7 minutes to the top of the hour, 5 of which we want to spend doing some shameless self-promotion. So we should go into wrap-up mode.
Yeah. So just to kind of recap, so today we talked about, you know, working from a place of being in sacred space. Because to me, if you're going to work with the light, you want to be someplace where the guides are there, the beings are there to really help you, and from a grounded space. So having listened to this, use the meadow. You know, just imagine walking into that meadow. It's always there for you, because etherically, I have it set up all the time, even though every day before client sessions or classes, or even today before dialing in for the show, I set up the meadow because I want to keep that amplified energy there. Walking into that rainbow waterfall of light is a great way to just wash off a layer of stuff. Doing some kind of grounding process, either what I offered or whatever works good for you, is also important. And then call in the light, start playing with it, and we'll do more work on the show. And I, you know, we'll take live callers, we'll do reading and healing. My work has always included the reading aspect, but it's always been to me like, well, why would I want to give somebody information about something going on and then not a way to, you know, move beyond it or, you know, improve their life? So mine has always been kind of a twofold situation, like, here's the information I'm receiving, and then this is how we can and work on shifting it. So one of the things that I offer each month, and since it's coming up this Monday, I wanted to share this, is I have a website called newmooncheck.com, which gives you the 9 steps to writing abundance checks at the new moon. Why would we want to do that at the new moon? The new moon is that time of new beginnings. So the new moon is next Wednesday, July 15th at 6:24 p.m., I believe. A little too far away from my astrology calendar on the wall at the moment. But so on Monday the 13th, I'm offering my new moon manifesting call. The first segment or part of it is just talking about the general energies of this month, Cancer, and what the qualities of that is, and what archangels, the moon mantras, what the Sabian symbols are or is for this month, and I explain that on the call. And then I stop the recording and start a new one where we'll do some energy healing work like what I shared today to kind of clear out what it is that's blocking you from manifesting what you're wanting, what it's your heart's desire, how you want to move forward. And then the guides create a beautiful meditation each month based on those energies. So this is cardinal water with Cancer. And when I look at the Sabian symbol, I'll get clues to what it's going to be. This month, we're going to be going on a little journey out into the water to the island of destiny. So many of us have been taught and think about fate or destiny as being locked in stone. But on the Isle of Destiny, you will have an opportunity to change that and to really anchor in what it is you're wanting to manifest. I offer these calls at a very low cost. You get the recording. And if you sign up before 3 p.m. the day of the call, you're also entered into a drawing to win, potentially, a 20-minute private session with me. And 20 minutes doesn't sound very long, but if you pick one thing, we can usually get kind of deep on that one thing and shift the energy for you. So that's kind of my shameless self-promotion as far as the what I have coming up next week. Again, they're very affordable calls, and it's just a beautiful way to shift some energy and move into the non-mundane world, meaning really when I take you on the journey, it's shifting you into another realm. And we do everything, again, from the meadow. So most times, like for water-based signs, we'll step through a portal and we'll be at the beach. And then the guides will show us how we're going to be going to the island. Sometimes we walk out and the dolphins take us. Sometimes a big, beautiful mother crab will take us, or a shell will turn into some type of a sea vessel to take us. We'll just see where the energy takes us in the moment. And it's just powerful. I've been offering these every month for almost 3 years. And it's just a beautiful way and a simple way to work on a deeper level, help you with manifesting, and shift some stuff that's holding you back.
Awesome. Got you all linked up at newsoul.com. Anything else you want to cover?
newmooncheck.com was that. And if you're interested in doing any private work with me, if you go to hpthealing.com, there are some different options, even to do like a reduced cost intro mini, that 20-minute intro session. And again, you can shift something pretty powerful in just a 20-minute focused appointment with me. And it's my intention to, on the radio show, to be offering some reading and healing work and different processes on what's coming up. So I'm going to note my calendar for next time. We want to kind of go into that tribal energy, because I was feeling that as a collective, and we'll do some work around that to help support everybody in really connecting more deeply with their tribe.
All right. There we go. And in the meantime, we've got you all linked up, newsforthesoul.com, and 2 weeks, yes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I almost got confused today, but it was all good.
yeah, because, yeah, I know we had to make some changes, and then, we did the intro interview last week, but I wanted to stay on the original fortnight calendar that we had originally talked about. So yay, it all happened today, and I'm grateful, and I'm looking forward to connecting with everyone again in a couple of weeks. And by all means, go back and listen to the archives and continue to work with the light, allowing it to transform and shift things within you that are holding you back from being your true divine essential self, because it's all there for all of us. It's just the stuff, just the energy that's holding us back. So with that, we know that we can change it and transform it into something that's in right alignment for where we're wanting to go. And I'm also being guided to say, you know, for many of us, we want something, but we don't always articulate it, or we're not as focused in the way that we're asking the universe. So I want you to think about what you're asking for as if you're placing an order at a restaurant. If you put in an order like, oh, I want to have a really yummy, delicious, spectacular meal, and then it's kind of like, okay, I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich with sauerkraut and raspberry jelly. That doesn't sound so yummy. So it's like confusing to the universe on how does that match up. So take time, journal, meditate, get really clear on what's important, and look at the end result and like re-engineer backwards from there on what it is that you're wanting, so that you're placing that order with the universe in the way that's going to be most beneficial for each of you.
All right, there we go. All linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're out of time, Dakara. It was a great pleasure, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yay! Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, listeners. Have a blessed 2 weeks until I'm back.
I look forward to it, Debbie. Thanks. Debbie, where did I go just now? Oh, I was already in the next hour. That's where I went.
Yeah,
I know that.
Okay. No, it's been like that. I get it. And you're in Vancouver, right? So you've been...
I am.
Yeah, dealing with the heat that we've had in the Pacific Northwest, and I don't function as well in the heat. And then, of course, all the smoke from the fires. I mean, we've got cloudy skies, you know, higher level. But, yeah, there's just been more, I think, for us to deal with. So it's all good.
There has. But what was going on was I had it crossed in my neck on the air. So that's why. Anyway, you have a great couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you soon. Dakara.
Thank you.
Bye for now. Dakara's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com.